Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Appreciate that, Khaki Kevin. By the way, somebody asked, who's on the 1, 2s, and 3s tonight? It's Khaki Kevin.
Khaki Kevin! We're going to be talking about your Dallas Cowboys here, getting into some audio brought to you by Window Nation. We're going to hear from some of the Cowboys players of what they thought from that Raiders game and then what they think going into this Eagles game. I do want to address a text message. Blake lying like no other. He looks like he watched Disney as a kid. Now, I watched all shows, but I was more of a Nickelodeon, Nick at Night kind of guy. I'm starting to think, do people think I'm a nerd? I don't know what people's perception of me is.
I mean, that's such a loaded question.
Have you guys on Crosstalk say I cross-dress and steal my girlfriend's clothes?
That's really just broadest.
No, it's not just broadest. Everyone jumps on. Nobody defends me. Nobody goes. Not a single person one time has defended me.
I mean, I have.
Not when it comes to the clothes.
I like it when you wear retro jerseys.
You promoted the singlet. I think we can get Blake in a singlet from you, and he would definitely wear that. So I'm sure the fans think I do that.
It didn't help when you said you would wear a dress, Blake.
Okay, because I'm doing it for the bit, all right?
But you also didn't do it. That's fair.
I'm doing it for the bit.
You're doing it for the love of the game.
So I don't know if people think I'm a nerd or...
No.
But see, when I first started, we had a good amount of racially fueled comments who said I was ignorant and shouldn't be on the station. Now we've gone to the other side where I'm a nerd and just give stats. I'm not like actually complaining, guys. I'm just wondering what y'all's perception
interesting
is
text there. Message from the 214. I think you're deep, Blake. So I'll let you go ahead and unpack that.
Look at the last text.
For the 972.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows?
Keep some guessing. No question about that.
What kind of guy are you, Fred?
What's that?
What kind of guy are you?
I'm a man of the people.
See, I think people know who Fred is so clearly. Like, Fred is so himself every show. There's no second guessing who Fred is from day one. Now, whether people liked it or not, that's a different discussion, but Fred has never not been himself.
No.
For better or worse.
No. I mean, and Khaki Kevin can allude to that. I mean, I was a little, you know, very first. I mean, because I think me and Alec did a 4-hour show. Khaki Kevin was the producer. You know, had never worked with Alec before. First hour, just kind of feeling things out. And then the last three just went, because I remember there were a couple times I said things, and I just remember seeing Kevin alarmed.
I was petrified.
He was.
Okay.
There was
join us. We all were.
There was so many times. I mean, there were fair fouls he wouldn't get into. He's like, I don't feel comfortable talking about that. So, you know, I mean, look, I let my presence be felt early on.
That's what she said. I am. Maybe I'm just a chameleon.
You are.
I adapt to my environment.
You absolutely. There's no doubt about it. When you're not being an a-hole, you're one of the nicest guys around.
Yeah. I keep the fans guessing. They don't know, is Blake in a good mood? Is Blake in a bad mood? Is Blake?
Are we getting Blake or Dave today? Which one are we getting?
I think we get Fred every show.
You know what you're getting with Fred. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He heard me yelling at my daughter.
Yeah, I did.
Before the show started.
I just ignored
today.
it. I didn't say anything.
You're used to it. You didn't even think. You didn't think to ask afterwards, like, what's going on? Like, nope. Just Fred yelling at his kid. And, you know, she tried to pull a fast one on me. I have to leave early tomorrow morning, and she pulled this nonsense. First, she was supposed to pick up the dog tonight. Then she sends me this little text message. Because I'll tell you what, kids are the... I will say this, though. Working with Blake has made me a better dad.
I'll take that.
Okay? Working with Blake Elliott has made... And I'll say, you know what? I'll say this. Working with Blake, Kevin, Dylon, Jet, who else? Jacob. All right? Because you guys are all... I mean, you know, you guys are all my daughter's age, you know, a couple years older than my son. But you guys are all in that same generation, so to speak. And so being around you guys every day and learning how the young brains think...
How different is it? Other than just we had different technology and we're just are different. But like actual like philosophical... Mental wise, how different is it from like just how you think in your head, how your friends think, how your family members think?
As far as what
to our generation? I'm not saying simple as oh well, you guys have phones and you guys are 20 years younger.
I tell you what, look, I have learned more about Gen Z in the last year and have a better appreciation for it. Now, do I still think? You know,
we're cooks.
The majority of the generation is a bunch of whiny SOBs. 100%.
I think our generation would agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, half of you guys would cry about it and give 8 million reasons why you guys, have had it so rough. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say, and I will say this.
I think we've had it. I think, not to get too philosophical, but I think each generation has had their form of rough. Now, y'all's might have been different from ours. Like, yes, we have more technology and... All this different ways to communicate.
Which hasn't necessarily been a benefit.
Thank you.
You know, you've seen
the biggest alone and solidarity.
It's affected your guys' interpersonal skills. And really, it's affected everybody's, really, if we're being honest about it.
Yeah.
Again, not to get too deep, and we'll immediately pivot back to Cowboys talk. You guys have had to see so many school shootings and the effects of the things that have gone on in the last 25 years that I was a senior in high school when Columbine happened.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I was in boot camp with a dude who said he was in Columbine when we found out he wasn't. But anyway.
The freaking Aurora shooting in Colorado. I was scared to go to the movie theater for like 2 years.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so, you know, like I said, like my son, he was the first one to tell me about the Charlie Kirk situation however many months ago that was. And so, you know, like I said, you guys just – what you guys are impacted by versus my generation where it was like, look, this is what's going on and whatever you see on the news, that's what you got. And boom, that's what you got. That was the news. There was no way to go on some, you know, because if you did a conspiracy theory back in those days, like you really had to dig to find who a conspiracy theorist was back in the day. Now we can open up our Instagram, Twitter, and we can do an entire show on conspiracy theories and have no shortage of information and or people that are, you know, purporting one thing or the other.
Well, here's a conspiracy theory. Let's George Pickens.
Hey, that's a bell ring right there.
Yeah, does he want to stay with the Dallas Cowboys? Wow. Frederick, you had some audio.
It was him talking to
in
reporters
an audio form.
In an audio form, but it was just a still shot of him and just words underneath it. So I'm not going to do a.
Was he wearing a shiesty?
He was not wearing a shiesty. He was.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. now? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like I said, just a normal media scrum.
You want to know the first thing I looked at when I got on my phone today? Very first thing. Site?
I don't know.
I'm not sure I want to answer this.
So it was two things. First was the Bible app, of course. Okay. And then number two was the sights and sounds of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And their win over the Raiders. Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah.
Shiesty wearer. And he says he's wearing it the rest of the season.
Mm.
Just when he said shiesty, so it popped in my head.
Yeah.
Ezeraku, big talker as well. Didn't really realize. Like, he is chattering the whole time on the sideline. In a good way, not a bad way.
I mean,
he's keeping the team hype. Him and Overshown, the entire game we're talking.
Look, he's getting his... He's getting into a routine. He's getting it, but he's getting into a groove, I guess is what I'm really trying to say here. And one of the things was brought up, and I was listening to a little bit of G-Bag today when they talked about how, and I think Quinnen Williams said something about this, that Quinnen Williams did a great job of kind of telling guys what was going on in game, helping guys make adjustments, telling Ezeraku what to do. And, you know, that's one of those benefits, and that's one of those characteristics that, you know, you don't necessarily hear about per se, as far as like, okay, Quinnen Williams, I mean, it's one thing to Quinnen Williams, we all know what Quinnen Williams can do just by himself as a game wrecker, but the fact that he's over here pointing out, all right, look, you need to be here, or hey, look what this guy's doing this, or tells what, you know, maybe suggests what a tell is or something like that. And so if he's helping other players, you know, reach, you know, be better at their job, that, I mean, that's just one more added benefit that you're getting from a Quinnen Williams. And again, you saw it on this past week. Of course, the million-dollar question is going to be, can those same individual performances, can that same group collective have that same kind of performance and have that same kind of result on Sunday? Now, one thing that I heard from our boy Brooks Kabina, who we were going to have on the show, but then I heard that he's going to be on G-Bag, so didn't want to get a two-for-one today. But great stuff from Brooks Kabina. He does he covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. But one thing G-Bag asked him, you know, where do you see an advantage for the Cowboys on Sunday? And I thought his answer was pretty telling. Their interior line is a mess right now. So, you know, on one side, you've got the Dallas Cowboys, who I think this is, what, the third game in a row now where you'll have the exact same offensive line. And, you know, we've talked to Mark Schlereth about this. You talk to anybody.
I think Cooper Beebe is just such a big factor, not from a physical sense, but just his mental process.
He
understands it, and he's able to help Dak out, help the rest of the O-line out.
Absolutely.
Like, I think Brock Hoffman is more of that angry kind of pass blocker and finish guys.
He's a meathead.
Put him in the dirt and whatnot. But I feel like Cooper Beebe is just processing all the stunts and stuff. Because we saw a couple times the Cowboys O-line, there'd be some stunts thrown at them, and Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, just not nowhere to be found because they're not picking them up correctly. Cooper Beebe helps facilitate that and brings a little bit more structure to the offensive line. And then, like you said, just overall continuity, having the same five guys for a couple weeks now, it's starting to show its flowers, if you will. Tyler Guyton is not like some huge problem child. Didn't allow pressure last game.
Have we loved him up enough?
I think he's just getting to ground zero. Like, I think he was a little teetering on the bottom, had the injury, had a pretty underwhelming first year, first round pick. Now he's kind of got to average to above average left tackle. Like, I think you still want your first round pick to be, you know, a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle, and he's not there yet, but he's definitely not a problem. He's not a
you
have to drop a left tackle first round, no matter what. Like, he's not at that situation.
Look, think about it. When we talked about Tyler Guyton at the end of last year, there was serious conversation around, is this guy a bust?
Correct.
And are you going to have to? I mean, there were people that thought, do you need to go get
another left tackle
in this year being 2025, this year's draft?
Correct.
Right? And I, again, to your point, I'm not saying he's, you know, Tyron Smith by any means, but I think you feel pretty good about your left tackle moving forward. Like, I think Tyler Guyton, like,
look, might not be the best left tackle in the world.
Well, I think he's good. I mean, you gave up two, what? I mean, hell, he held his own against Nick Benito a couple weeks ago, all right? So
I think I will say both of the tackles are getting good help. I just want to add a little bit of context. It's not like these guys are on an island lining up Benito and Crosby and just shutting them down. They're getting chip blocks almost every play or every other play from the tight end. Javonte Williams has been one of the best pass blocking running backs all year. He's delivering blows. And Dak is as good as anybody at evading pressure in the pocket. So I think all three of those things are factors, but you still have to have decent O-line play for that to even matter.
Absolutely.
I think Guyton and Steele have been average to above average, which is good.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be, you don't need to have five all pros. Nobody does. You're not going to have five all pro offensive linemen and would just never allow any pressure. It's going to happen. But the fact that Guyton and Terrence Steele haven't been as poor as they were last year at some points and even at the beginning
of the year. Steele's been kind of up and down, right?
Steele's been up and down.
But, I mean, he bounced back against the Raiders. Again, we can put the, you know, insert asterisk or caveat here. It was the Raiders. We understand that. Obviously, he'll have his work cut out for him on Sunday.
I think you can't double everybody.
No, you can't. You can't chip everybody. Like, at some point, like, you, there's going to be plays, there's going to be series where you just need your guy. Hey, I don't expect you to. I mean, I don't need 10 seconds back there. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, it'd be great, but I need enough time to make plays happen.
I think I saw the numbers. They had 16 passing plays where it was over 2.5 seconds to throw the ball.
That's all day right there.
So, if you're doing that and you only go up two pressures the whole game as Terrence Steele, I think that's a win. So I just want to give some love to the O-line. I think a lot of love has been given to Pickens. Do you have that quote that you're talking about from George?
Well, it was essentially just them asking, you know, do you plan on coming back, under what circumstance, and would you sign a franchise tender? And he said, you know, I'll have to see it when we get to that point, and then I'll make my decision. But he definitely, I mean, he made it clear he wants to be back next year with CeeDee Lamb and with Dak Prescott.
And I think that's smart. How many times have we, and then we'll get out of here, I'm sure, how many times have receivers receivers wanted to go get more money elsewhere, go and get it. They're not with the quarterback that they built up their value with.
Yeah.
And then they go chasing $5-10 more million and you're not playing at that same level. You can stay with Dallas, continue furthering your brand, your national notoriety, and while still making a pretty penny. It's not like the Cowboys are going to give him $25 million. He's going to make anywhere from $33 to $35 million minimum.
He's getting paid.
Before we get out of here, if you haven't already heard today, we know CeeDee and Pickens were benched in the first drive, of the game. All the information wasn't out there. There was a little bit of rumors going out left and right. Well, CeeDee Lamb cleared it up today. He said CeeDee Lamb admitted to being at the Red Rock. Was it Red Rock?
Yeah.
Red Rock Hotel, but denied throwing up in the Las Vegas casino.
I respect that.
Before the Cowboys and Raiders game because, and I quote, CeeDee said, "I know how to hold my liquor." Like I said, Lamb and George Pickens missed curfew after having dinner and a few drinks at the Red Rock Casino and were benched during the team's opening drive. So I guess shout out to the accountability bringing it up. But interesting part to deny. We were out.
That wasn't me throwing up, though. I mean, I've got a reputation to uphold. Yeah, I'm out with the honeys until 7:30, but not puking on myself.
Let's get the story straight.
And you know
what? If we're going to have a slander story, let's make sure it's the
I respect
right one.
That, all right? I mean, I don't have a problem with my wide receivers being out entirely too late as long as you're not throwing up all over yourself. Jake Ferguson, he joins the G-Bag Nation every Thursday as part of the Dallas Cowboys Players Show. Some interesting comments from him, not just on the defensive additions, but what is the difference between this Eagles team from week one to where they are at now? We'll let Jake Ferguson tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.